She sat in her study, hugging her knees, staring out the window at the darkened day, waiting for Anna to come over with dinner, waiting for John to return from New York so she could go for a run. She was sitting and waiting. She was sitting and waiting to get worse. She was sick of just sitting and waiting. She was the only person she knew with early-onset Alzheimer's disease at Harvard. She was the only person she knew anywhere with early-onset Alzheimer's. Surely, she wasn't the only one anywhere. She needed to find her new colleagues. She needed to inhabit this new world she found herself in, this world of dementia. She typed the words, early-onset Alzheimer's disease, into Google. It pulled up a lot of facts and statistics. There are an estimated 500,000 people in the United States with early-onset Alzheimer's disease. Early onset is defined as Alzheimer's under the age of 65. Symptoms can develop in the 30s and 40s. It pulled up sites with lists of symptoms, genetic risk factors, causes and treatments. It pulled up articles about research and drug discovery. She'd seen all this before. She added the word support to her Google search and hit the return key. She found forums, links, resources, message boards, and chat rooms for caregivers. Caregiver help topics included visiting the nursing facility, questions about medications, stress relief, dealing with delusions, dealing with night wandering, coping with denial and depression. Caregivers posted questions and answers, commiserating about and troubleshooting issues regarding their 81-year-old mothers, their 74-year-old husbands, and their 85-year-old grandmothers with Alzheimer's disease. What about support for the people with Alzheimer's disease? Where are the other 51-year-olds with dementia? Where are the other people who were in the middle of their careers when this diagnosis ripped their lives right out from under them? She didn't deny that getting Alzheimer's was tragic at any age. She didn't deny that caregivers needed support. She didn't deny that they suffered. She knew that John suffered. But what about me? She remembered the business card of the social worker at Mass General Hospital. She found it and dialed the number. Denise Daddario. Hi, Denise. This is Alice Howland. I'm a patient of Dr. Davis, and he gave me your card. I'm 51, and I was diagnosed with early-onset Alzheimer's almost a year ago. I was wondering, does MGH run any sort of support group for people with Alzheimer's? No, unfortunately, we don't. We have a support group, but it's only for caregivers. Most of our patients with Alzheimer's wouldn't be capable of participating in that kind of forum. But some would. Yes, but I'm afraid we don't have the numbers to justify the resources it would take to get that kind of group up and running. What kinds of resources? Well, with our caregiver support group, about 12 to 15 people meet every week for a couple of hours. We have a room reserved, coffee, pastries, a couple of people on staff who act as facilitators, and a guest speaker once a month. What about just an empty room where people with early-onset dementia can meet and talk about what we're experiencing? I can bring the coffee and jelly donuts, for God's sake. We'd need someone on staff at the hospital to oversee it, and we unfortunately don't have anyone available right now. How about one of the two facilitators from your caregiver support group? Can you give me the contact information for the patients you know of with early-onset dementia so I can try to organize something on my own? I'm afraid I can't give out that information. Would you like to make an appointment to come in and talk with me? I have an opening at 10 in the morning on Friday, December 17th. No thanks.